The sweep, the deep out.
Smith's going to pull like wide open, man. Touchdown, Vernon Davis. Terrific play call.
The Greg Roman Show. The 49ers offensive coordinator with Mervin Mack. On KNBR, the sports leader.
Oh, boy, what a game this Sunday night in New England. Let's talk about it with Greg Roman, 49ers offensive coordinator, brought to you by Dr. Scott Hiver, the official eye doctor of the San Francisco 49ers with offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. Also brought to us by the 2013 Lexus LS, an all-new LSF Sport, an entirely new pursuit. Also brought to us by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer, and a proud sponsor of the San Francisco 49ers. Greg, how are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. How much Monday Night Football did you guys get to see last night, given that that's where you're headed this Sunday?
Funny you mention that. I'm watching that game right now, studying it right now. And, boy, they look the Patriots looked pretty good last night.
Well, obviously offense is their calling card. That's not your concern. Your concern is their defense. So tell us, you know, there's so much attention paid to Brady and Welker and their tight ends and all that, but tell us about their defense. What sticks out to you?
Well, they're very sound, very well coached. They're very physical front. You know, they got Wolfwerk up front, who's as big a guy as you'll find. And, you know, I think they play really good complementary football, so they're going to play a style that complements their offense. You know, so they're not going to make many mistakes. They're always going to be in the right place. And, you know, really smart on defense.
Do you feel like, do you see Bill Belichick sort of trademarks? I mean, all those things that you mentioned, are those the sort of the characteristics of Belichick through the years? Or in the Belichick era, has their defense changed and or sort of like morphed?
Oh, they definitely morph all the time. They're never staying the same. They got a lot of different personalities on defense, and you're never quite sure which one you're going to get. They sprung a totally different one against the Texans last night that really hadn't seen this year. Some elements of a defense, so I'm sure the Texans had to try to make some adjustments on the fly. But they're very well coached, and I think a lot of their guys have experience in their system now. So you know, they're really productive.
So the quarterback going in is going to be, I imagine, Colin Kaepernick in this game, and. You know, I'd love to get your opinion, Greg, just on what you've seen from him so far, and then ask you about New England. In the starts he's made, what have you seen from Colin that maybe has improved and needs improvement?
Well, that's a good question. I think any time, especially at the quarterback position, you go in there for the first time and you get the team reps and you're the starter that week and whatnot. It's kind of like a pitcher going in for the first couple times. In baseball, you know, people aren't quite sure what you're going to do, or they're not quite sure. They think they know, but they're not, you know, until they see it, they're not quite sure, the opponent, that is. And then after that, you know, you've established things that you can do well and whatnot, and people try to hone in on them. And I think that just adds to the challenge, you know, and I think Colin's up for it. I think he's done a very nice job moving the team, and that's his number one job, is moving us and getting us points. But I think he's improved, come along in every area, throwing it, managing the offense, you know, and those are the things that you just got to compete every week to improve in.
Yeah, when you say people try to hone in on what you do, do you see teams taking – because what he brings so much is the deep ball, the long ball, the big play – and he had it against the Bears, and it seems to be diminishing as the weeks go on. Do you see defenses specifically trying to take that away from him?
Well, if they don't, I'd have to question their sanity, right? I mean, they should. They should try to take that away, and that's good. And, you know, he is definitely somebody that can do a lot of different things. So, you know, if they're going to try to take the deep ball away, then common sense dictates you work somewhere else, and we've done a pretty good job of that. And you know, we're always looking to improve our efficiency. If you look at our team quarterback rating, it's probably one of the highest in the league, and that's for a reason. You know, we've got some good players, and they really, really try to focus on doing things the right way. And if a team's going to try to overemphasize taken away one thing, it leaves them vulnerable in other areas, and we've been able to take advantage of that at times and need to continue to do so.
Well, Coach, where do you think Kaepernick is with just getting a better feel for the tempo of NFL football? I mean, Harbaugh talked a little bit yesterday about just him getting up to the line of scrimmage and getting the snap off on time, things like that, some of the more basic elements of the game. Is that something you guys work on diligently during the week, or is that something that just has to kind of come with, you know, in-game experience?
Oh, without question. That falls on everybody. I mean, everybody's responsible to get in the huddle as quickly as possible, get the call, and get to the line of scrimmage as quickly as possible. That's just something that we as a group have to continue to focus on. And, you know, we as coaches can help expedite that by shortening some of the calls maybe so he didn't have to spit out so much in the huddle.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Because it is definitely, obviously, a point of emphasis, especially going on the road Sunday. It's going to be loud and hectic in there. And so we continue to talk to the 49ers offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, about the big matchup on Sunday, about Colin Kaepernick's evolvement and evolution in the offense. I want to ask about those runs. It's the 49er history since 1946. No quarterback ever had a run longer than Steve Young's 49-yarder. Colin has two 50-yarders in the last 2 weeks. I would imagine that's a weapon that must keep other coaches up. And I wonder how much you'd like to see that. Because there's that balance of you'd love to see him run, but there's also that you'd love to see him be safe. Where do you come down on that, Greg, as far as like letting him loose / protecting himself out of the pocket?
Well, I think if you look at what we've done since we've been here, 30 or so games, I'm not quite sure how many, but you know, we're always going to try to play smart, and I think there's a real balance there. And if the opportunities exist, we'd like to take advantage of those opportunities. If they don't, or there might not be, then we don't want to. We'd like to do something else. So, if those opportunities persist, Colin's a dynamic athlete, dynamic quarterback. You know, he can throw it, he can run it, and if people are going to, you know, one of those runs you talked about, I mean, there was 10 guys on one half of the field. I don't know that I've ever seen that before on defense, and it was a no-brainer. I don't think there was anybody but one defender, and Frank Gore chopped down on one half of the field. So when people take extreme measures to take away this or that and leave themselves vulnerable, you're hopeful that your players can take advantage, recognize that and take advantage of it.
Hmm. You know, we just kind of alluded to it prior to that last question, but about the environment, you know, so much of football is X's and O's and strategy and matchups, but there's also external factors, and that's a road game on national TV, under the lights, in a loud environment, and what we've looked at, the weather could be cold and rainy. Now, he played in Nevada. He has dealt with it. But how do you coach him also on the external factors of like, hey, stay calm, stay poised, you know, how to handle that environment?
Oh, without question. I think it's a build-up all week. You know, I think it's a build-up all week to the game. And, you know, there's things you know, really, really in a pretty clear, basic way communicate. And then there's certain things you communicate a little more subtly. But you know, poise and the quarterback position go hand in hand, and you know, one cannot be successful at that position. You know, Collins played, you know, in a Monday night game, his first start. Now we're going on the road in a big game, so I'm sure he's just excited. Where else would you want to be? What else would you want to be doing? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is what you play for.
That's the way to pitch it, right?
This is as good as it gets.
You're 8 years old, right? You know what I mean?
I don't think you have to pitch this one.
No.
Very good. A couple more questions besides Colin Kaepernick. LaMichael James, he's now a part of your offense. Can you tell 49ers fans out there, you know, just did it take this long for him to be ready, A, and B, you know, what can they expect going forward? These fresh legs and a little elusiveness, huh?
Yeah, it's been definitely an advantage, I think, for the team to have LaMichael working, giving our defense a good look every day, and learning the NFL game during practice, and then, you know, it's a nice change up at this point in the season. I think he had a nice game the other night, and I'm sure he's looking to get back out there and get some more opportunities. Thought he did a good job for the first time out, and we're excited to you know, keep integrating him into what we do and more in different ways.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to maybe – who knows? He's capable of a big play or two this coming Sunday night in New England. And then, of course, the other running back who's in the news is Brandon Jacobs, suspended from the team. And, you know, it's funny. I can't really ask how that impacts your offense because he hasn't really been a part of your offense. In fact, he hasn't been a part of your offense. But I can ask how it affects your locker room and or your meeting rooms. How are the running backs' meeting rooms without Brandon Jacobs? And, you know, was it the right thing to do?
Well, you know, I think Frank and Kendall carried most of the load this year. And, you know, I don't know that there's other backs that have done a better job. I think, you know, we're right up there at the top of the league in rushing, yards per carry, et cetera. And, you know, they're just playing at such a high level. They weren't letting anybody else on the field. So that's a great thing. That's as far as, you know, that's all an internal matter. It's being handled internally. So I think our players are dialed into the team and doing what they can do to help the team win. Our running back meeting room has always been a great place to be. Coach Rathman does a great job teaching those guys, and we're looking forward to getting back out on the practice field later today.
Final wrapping up here, Greg. Mario Manningham, he's been having a good year. He and Kaepernick seem to have good chemistry. Then he gets hurt. Any chance he can play Sunday?
Yeah, that's something we have to kind of take day to day here. Mario's done a nice, really nice job. You know, we definitely want him out there. He brings a lot to the table, and I think he's proven that in a lot of different ways. And you know, that's just something we'll have to take day to day.
Did you get to Vernon Davis's art gallery opening?
Good question.
You know, I did. I promised him I'd get there. Real proud of Vernon and what he's doing in the community, and was able to get by there over at Santana Row for about my wife and I got there. We were able to stay for about 10 minutes because I had to get back to work.
Yeah.
But it was very nice. Boy, it was great turnout. Saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time, and there was a real nice groundswell of support. And really, really well done, by the way, his art gallery. Really well done. I'm not an expert on art galleries by any measure.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. And I would encourage anybody that's in the area to check it out.
Now, you know, Coach, I don't know that much about the art scene either, but I do know when you attend those openings at those galleries, like, the pressure's on. You're supposed to buy a piece. You got to support the art, right? So let's hope, would you walk out with a piece under your arm? I hope so.
You know, I had to get to work. I had to get back to work.
I see. I see.
But my wife was clamoring for one of the pieces, so I'm going to try to have to broker a deal with Vernon here at some point.
A Christmas present, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Can you reveal which was it? The Justin Smith, the shirtless Justin Smith? That's the one we saw.
Hey.
He had a couple nice ones of Justin. He had a nice facial painting of Justin, which I thought was really, really well done. Really, really captured Justin. So it's a really unique, and it's a place that I would encourage anybody that's a fan to check out at some point.
Yeah, it's called Gallery 85 down in Santana Row. I just hope he does like his artist's interpretation of Coach Harbaugh. That would be like, you know, the way like Dolly has the eyeballs popping out of the heads and all that, and clocks are melting. That would be, I want to see the interpretation of Harbaugh on canvas. Did he do that?
You know, I have not seen that. It was not hanging.
no melting clock.
But
no promise.
There is a rumor that he did one of me during a meeting one time.
Yeah.
And I think I in a nice way, had him destroy that.
I see.
Well, really cool that you got out there for 10 minutes and supported Vernon. So
thanks, yeah, Coach.
Yep. Yeah, Vernon's such a good team player. He's doing a lot of things to help us be successful and win football games, and beyond, you know, just catching the ball, which is huge too. But he's such a team player. We just want to come out and show our support.
It's going to be real fun the next two Sundays. Obviously, your focus is on this one, so we'll let you get back to it, and we'll watch you on Sunday. Thanks, Greg.
Hey, guys, have a great day. Thank you.
There he is, Greg Roman, 49ers O coordinator on KMBR 680, the sports leader.